What's happening?
Oh, are you in Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Deep Pier City of Comma. Welcome to the Green Room Lounge. Why are you doing? What are you doing?
We're doing Facebook Live.
It says go live. What does that mean?
We're going live.
Are we live or did you push the button?
No,
it's live.
Oh, God.
Okay, hey.
I've never done this before.
Welcome to Green Room Lounge, Scott Rich Podcast. Like CJ said, I'm here with Mike.
Hi.
And John.
Hello.
Normally, for those who haven't been here before, we just talk about stuff, and normally I look like an idiot, so...
Did you say marmalade?
Marmalade, I look like an idiot.
Normally.
Is this distracting, if I keep doing
it
this?
It kind of is. Because I see what I look like, and I don't like what I look like, so it's just you're just bringing more...
Scott, is this new?
What?
This, like, cover thing?
It's a curtain.
That's not what I asked.
It came with our house.
But it's new though, right?
Yeah. It's not new. I mean, I've had it for
it's
since.
New for the show.
It's not meant.
It's new for the show.
Fine. It's new for the show.
Okay.
I used it to wrap my laptop in, and then it was wet, so I just put it on there.
Why was it wet?
The table was wet.
Oh.
Because people watch the comedy shows and they drink.
Yeah.
And they pee on the table.
Yep.
Okay. So, I'm going to get into my first segment today.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what I called the thing, CJ, but it's...
Segment?
Huh?
The first segment?
No, this segment, this first segment I'm going to do, it's called, I don't know anything. Do you have a song for that?
The section? Oh, yes,
I don't.
I
don't know.
Scott didn't plan ahead. There it is.
That's not what I thought, but yeah. Stop. Okay, you're knocking over the microphone all the time, every time you look at the thing. It's not even meant. It's just here.
Scott, we just asked about it because it was something new.
It's something new.
Okay, great.
Good. You didn't notice my briefcase I brought everything in?
Holy cow.
Wow, that briefcase. Is that new?
No.
No?
It's new for the show, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
No one, people listening can't see these things.
That has never stopped us before from just talking about things.
I think I'm still playing Pokemon Go on my phone. I am. I should probably stop.
Do you
have
a Charizard Pika, sir?
Uh-oh.
That's not a
John's
thing.
An old man.
No.
Is that one of them Charizards or whatever? Yes. You little guys are...
You throw those balls and they catch them, and is it hard to grab them in? And
no, I showed up and there was someone put some like lure points, and I was like catching things.
Yeah. There's a bridge out in a pier over here, and there's like another one that goes down the middle of nowhere, the old bridge. Apparently, that's a huge hot spot for them.
Good to know.
In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Like and where the bridge was?
No, well, you could still go out there.
Not like where the bridge was.
No, it was not like a.
Well, I have a feeling people that don't know or care about Pokemon Go are not going to be listening now. Hey,
I'm sure it'll still be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, sure it will be, but people hate it because it came out 2 days after it came out. They're like, fuck this, the fucking the things.
I think more people, clap if you hate it. One part, see, I guess.
Couple. Yeah.
Hated?
Oh, they're a woman, too. Surprise. No offense.
Whoa. No, that was clearly meant for offense.
So, this is one thing that I was going to talk about.
Sure.
I don't know how to think.
Okay.
I don't know how to think.
All right. Elaborate on that? Or?
No, how do you think? How do you think, John?
What do you mean?
How do you think?
Wait, say it again.
How do you think?
Oh, all right.
How do you think, John? Mike?
You're asking us to go into the process of how our brains
yes,
work?
Yes. How do you think? I just respond to everything. I don't think.
You're always thinking. Your brain's always moving. But
what am I thinking of, John?
You're probably panic, hoping the show will work out, wondering what's going to happen next, hoping we'll answer you.
No, I was... just like I'm thirsty and I went to get a drink. I'm just responding to my body.
Right.
That's it.
I didn't prepare for this. I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you how to think.
Well, when you, okay, let's say when there's a, you have a, oh fuck, man, I am not, sorry. I'm all distracted today. Today, this week's been shit, but tonight's going to be fun, right?
Sure.
See, I offended the.
Wow. All right. Anyways, what I was going to say was, you know how, like, you watch a movie. This is what I was trying to say, like, six episodes ago. Like, how do you think people think in books? Remember that?
Yeah.
Because everyone's always like, hey, I'm going to do this. Like, when something bad happens in a movie or a book, like, the character goes off and they're like, I need time to think about this. What do you do? What do you do when you have to think about something? Because I don't think about things. What do you think about, John? What do you think about?
You never just sit and contemplate something?
What should I... How? Run me through that, John.
All right, so... Say you had an important decision to make.
Yeah.
You don't just, like, concentrate on something and just kind of think about it and weigh your options and what the outcomes could be?
Not really.
Okay, if you you purchase things. You purchase a car, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you bought the car, did you go just on the lot and say, give me a car, and then you just took whatever car?
No, I went there and I said, hey, what's a good car? And then our friend Ken's like, this one's pretty good. I'm like, let me drive it. I drove it. I'm like, all right, let's get it.
Okay, while you were driving, what were you thinking?
I was like, I need to turn a left here.
We weren't thinking like, oh, I like how I fit in this car?
I just did it, and I was like, this is good.
So he could have picked any car, and you just would have blindly grabbed that car. And said,
if you would have drove it, and have been okay with it.
Yeah.
Kind of explains a lot about the car.
Whoa, my car is fine. It drives.
No, it's a fine Kia. I'm just saying, like, he could have probably won $1,000 more that was, like, a little bit nicer, and you would have got it.
Well, yeah, I was ready to drive a PT Cruiser, and then he's like, no, I'm joking, don't. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, all right, give me the keys. And he's like, I wasn't serious. I don't. And then he pointed at something else. I'm like, this is a white car.
That's funny. I think that's really weird. Like, that you just don't think, you don't think through a process. You just kind of make a decision and go with it.
An hour ago, when you were coming here and you were packing up your stuff, did your brain go, I need to get this and the microphone and the computer and the the tabletop thing? Was this a consideration?
No.
You just blindly grab stuff. That's why.
Well, I don't think about stuff. I just go, hey, I'll like, you know, when someone goes, I forgot about this. I've been thinking about this all day. Usually it pops in my head, and if someone's around, I'm like, this happened. I don't go, I need to have a conversation with John about shoes. And then we show up and go, hey, speaking of shoes, let's talk about shoes. I just look at your shoes and go, oh shit, that's right. You got funny weird ones or whatever.
So there's no really planning for you.
No. That's not.
I feel like you're like less burdened as a person. I feel like my whole life is waiting on decisions of what I'm going to do and what's happening next and what's about
and
the
yet,
future. And what's
from the outside observer, he seems very burdened.
Yes, agreed.
I just don't like a lot of things.
No? What do you think about them?
I don't know. Say something.
Something you like. What don't you like?
Playing in a softball league.
Yeah, too much work.
But why?
Because I have to run.
So wait, when he said playing a softball league, what happened in your mind?
The first thing I thought was, oh, I have to run. I don't want to.
So you thought of something. Ah, ha-ha.
Yeah, but is that thinking?
Yes, that is thinking.
That's why
I assure you, Scott, you think. I mean, that's a thing.
That's why we couldn't respond before, because everything you do is thinking.
Hmm.
When your mouth isn't moving and your body's not doing anything, but you're experiencing life, you're thinking. That's called thinking.
Yeah, but I don't have the internal monologue. Because when people... Okay.
Some people have external monologues.
That's... Okay.
Sorry, that was a joke just for John, apparently.
Yes!
But, like, okay. But if you're, like, reading a comic book or watching a movie, and someone can read their mind, they're, like, they're reading their mind, and they're like, oh, I'm thinking of this. Why don't you just not talk?
I saw a Doctor Who episode years ago, like the 70s, 80s, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he plugged his brain into the computer so he could hear his thoughts.
Yeah.
And the way they did it was they had kind of like this set, he'd be talking kind of the sentence, but there are also all these random other voices going on at the same time. Because you're constantly kind of thinking of, you can think of two or three things at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You subconsciously think of stuff and... Oh, it was interesting.
I just thought of a dog when you said that.
Yeah?
Like, see? A dog.
You were also listening to me, too. Right?
I kind of zoned out.
Oh.
I think
it is very distracting here today. There's a lot going on right now. It's very distracting.
I fucking hate summer.
Why?
This is hot.
It is hot.
Did you go outside earlier? Were you outside?
Yeah, I walked my dog.
I felt like I had asthma.
Guys, you're so loud. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know you're trying to keep it quiet, but you're louder than us right now.
He didn't even care.
I don't remember what I was saying now. I have asthma.
You hate summer.
Yeah, it's fucking hot. Dude, okay, so we don't have air conditioning in our house because we don't have central air because we bought an old-ish shit house,
yeah.
Which is fine because it was cheaper.
Which probably you didn't think about.
No, I didn't.
Just went house. Buy.
House. I was like, house.
House. Buy. Who
yeah,
cares?
It's in our price range. It has walls. Great. Okay. It doesn't, it, like, I'm not falling into the basement. We're good. But we doesn't have central air, so we don't have air
conditioning. Wait, was that a concern that you were going to fall into a basement?
It wasn't until I walked in one of the houses where I felt like I was going to fall into the basement.
Please explain.
I hit my head on the ceiling walking down the stairs.
How does that mean you're going to fall in the basement?
Because I was heading to the basement. If I hit my head a lot, I might get a concussion, John.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. So, no, I feel like when you said, I feel like I'm going to fall in the basement, that like when you walked into the house, the floorboards were like really creaky and light. But you're saying that when you walked down to the basement, you kept hitting your head on the top.
No. I meant like I will fall while I'm in the basement. John, do you not fall in the basement?
No.
Do you fall?
What do you mean fall? How would I fall in the basement?
Like you trip.
Well, why is it different in the basement? What does it
matter? That's anywhere.
In the basement?
That's anywhere. I could trip right now. I could trip going to the bar.
Yeah, but that you see, you can. It's obvious. In the basement, you can't.
I think we're getting one of Scott's fears is like falling into like a lower area and not being able to be found.
Do you turn on lights when you go to the basement?
No, like the people, the house we looked at, they had carpet in the basement, but the basement had like a drain all over, all these drains.
What?
So you were walking, and it's like, oh, this is a beige ground, and then you realize this next step was 5 inches shorter. I was going to fall. I almost fall.
I don't know what you're saying. Know.
You said there was carpet, but drains?
There's drains. They put carpet over the drains, John.
Oh, so it was just a small dip when you walked over the drain.
But they were all over the place. A lot of drains, John.
I'm glad you didn't buy it. I don't know what else to tell you. But that's the way you described the house is no way, in fact, about what happened to you. You didn't think before you talked.
Yes. Now who's the smarter one?
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't listening. John. Oh, I drive past. Hiccup. Brain hiccup. Do you think... What do you think you're going to die from? Because I mean, I'm fat and all, but I think it's going to be a brain thing. For me. Not for you.
You think it's going to be a brain thing?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, it could be cholesterol or heart attack, but I bet I'll have, like, an aneurysm or, like, a stroke or something.
Jesus.
What?
I don't think about it.
I just did now, John.
You just don't... But that means you're thinking.
Yeah, but just... It wasn't like I was... It's not a prepared statement, John.
You never thought about that, ever, until right now?
I mean, sometimes I'm driving on the road, I'm like, I'm going to get shot, or I'm going to get run over by a deer.
You're going to get run over by a deer?
Shot?
Or
while
shot?
Driving?
Yeah, they're called drive-bys, Mike.
No.
Drive-bys. This is not 1998 in L.A. Like,
also,
you can't...
drive-bys mean the shooter is driving by.
Yeah, you're not walking.
If you're walking and someone drives by, then you can, like... No one's going to shoot you while you're driving the car.
You don't
That's
know.
Not a drive-by. That's, I don't know what that is.
No, it can't happen, but that's called, like, an action scene.
Yeah. That's really hard to shoot somebody in a car, I imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could probably do it.
They're a moving target.
Because they go in the same velocity. If you slow down or they accelerate, the bullets can do it. Look, it's a lot easier to die in the street by random gunfire than it is to shoot into a car and kill
or to get hit by a deer or run over by a deer.
Run over by a deer in your car is really hard.
I saw a deer on the way here. That's why I thought of it. John, see, it's all impulses. Up here. It's just like, it's like...
Yeah, that's really weird.
It's not so much like a bundle of nerves. It's like a brush.
Oh my God, where'd you get your degree in brain technology, like science? Where'd you get that degree to know all that?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You got really in-depth about the brain all of a sudden.
Well, it's all big and stuff, right?
Well, then it just went away then.
Disappeared in
he
a
had
second.
It for a moment.
No. I'm trying to think of how this works. It's like a bowl... maybe?
A bowl?
Yeah, it's like a bowl.
You think your brain is a bowl?
Probably. Because if you put a you take a fork, like a metal fork, and you put it in the microwave in a cup of soda, in a cup of water. Just say a cup of water.
Sure.
The electricity jumps. The reason why sparks happen is because electricity jumps from tine to tine. That's what they're called, the tines. Are they called tines?
Yes, they are.
From each tine, they jump, so the electricity stuff, so the sparks come from. But I bet a
unless
bigger...
Unless you're Cyndi Lauper, that's tine after tine.
God damn it. God damn it. But, like, but the further the tines are apart...
Why are you doing that right in my face?
I'm showing you, the tines are apart, so I bet the spark takes longer. I bet, because it's like a bowl, so it's jumping from side to side. It's got a long ways to get information from...
In this scenario,
information.
In this scenario, the fork is your brain?
No, the bowl is my brain.
The bowl is... There's a bowl there as well?
No, the bowl... No, what?
You have a microwave, a glass of water, and a fork.
Fork.
It's probably more of a knife in the middle of the bowl.
Okay.
Where's the bowl in the scenario?
It's in my head, Mike.
No, in the scenario. Wait, there's no bowl in your head.
That's what you say. He thinks the brain's a bowl.
No, my brain. Inside the brain. John, you opened it up. Fuck, mate, do you not...
Are you talking about when you take it off at the top of a skull and it looks like a bowl?
No! I'm saying that's how my brain works. Jumping sparks. Do you
why
not get
is there
this?
A glass of water in the microwave?
Because otherwise, you don't want to put the fork right on the microwave. What else? You got to put it on something.
What is the fork doing?
Heating up. Jumping sparks.
You think that if you put a fork in a bowl with water in it... Sparks?
No, it's a cup, John. I said a cup. My brain's the bowl. The
your
cup's in the microwave.
Cup's in the microwave. Your brain is sitting outside of the microwave? Where,
yes, it's in my...
But then what is the microwave in this scenario?
It's an example.
I think it's creating the sparks.
Yes.
Literal sparks like the brain.
Yes.
Okay.
So the microwave is a fake person.
The microwave is
the bowl is mine.
Okay. Yes. All right, well, that clears it up. I think that,
all right.
Yeah.
Solve that one.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know the wonders of the brain.
But this is why I think when I explain things, no one understands what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, probably.
Because up here, it makes sense.
Sure.
Do you understand? Do I have to explain it again?
No, please don't.
Fuck. I'm just saying, like, my brain doesn't work the same way as everybody else's.
Okay.
And that's why.
Yeah. No, I had no idea you didn't think about things. I don't know what you're stressing about then all the time.
Or maybe...
If you're not thinking about anything, then you should be the happiest person in the world.
Or maybe yours is a bowl... The right way?
Stop saying bowl and forks and my...
No, hold on. Your bowl is this way. Mine is this way. You get it? Because yours collects things and think about it. Mine just drops and it's like, whatever, it falls into the pit of the knife, then it goes.
But if the bowl is upside down, how does anything collect in the bowl?
The bowl makes things, John.
What?
Obviously.
John, the bowl makes things. It's like it's filling up... It's like there's a spigot attached, John.
Oh, what's a spigot?
It's like a faucet.
Okay.
But it's pushing, it's attached to the bowl middle. So yours is like, it's filling up, and you go boop, 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 boop. And then
I'm loving it.
Yeah, and then it's, sometimes it spills over, whatever. But mine is like, it's going along the side and just falling out. So it's like, as it's going across, the sparks are hitting it, John.
Sparks from the
fuck. I feel like I have to really draw this out.
No, I got it now. So you're saying my bowl's this side up, and it's like collecting thoughts and brains, and I'm thinking, and yours is the other way, so it just trickles on the side, and then randomly it'll pick up little pieces of water.
See?
I've got a bucket.
Which way is it facing?
Sideways.
So it'll still fill up, but then the random things will still be picked up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fall out as fast, though.
No, not as fast.
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Did you ever drink... What's the idea of drinking with a straw out of a bottle? Do you think of that sometimes?
What, like a beer?
No. You don't drink beer with straws, John.
That's why I was asking, because it was weird.
No. But why would you put it in a bottle if you're going to drink it out of a straw?
I've never done that.
It's in movies.
It's in movies.
Oh, like old Coca-Cola. Like, you mean like American Graffiti?
I never saw it.
Okay.
Okay.
What movie do you reference?
I don't know. I can't think of any.
Oh, then we can't help you.
But I know I've seen...
There are old commercials where they had the old Coke bottle.
Yeah.
And they drank with straw. I'm guessing it was easier to drink. Because it was smaller on the top. So, like, if you wanted to drink, it's smoother. Because the soda would come in and get the carbonation and probably spill or, like, get more bubbles or...
Because I think it tastes better when the glass tastes better than the straw.
Okay. Then, yeah.
Do you ever do that?
No. I either drink my beer out of the bottle or put it into a glass.
Yep. Why?
Well, you're supposed to drink out of a glass for craft beer because it brings in the taste and the air and the circulation and all that shit. But I guess for I would only use a straw for a juice box or if I'm having a mixed drink or a Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule is a drink.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
It's a drink.
It's vodka, lime, and a ginger beer.
That's... Oh, huh?
It's just the name of the drink.
Do you want a ginger?
Is that Young Randy? Dude, what happened?
Absolutely.
Is it?
I don't know.
My father-in-law.
I don't know if he's joking.
No,
he's serious.
All right. What is happening, Mike?
There's so much happening.
I know. Okay, anyways, what were you talking about?
You were talking about your brain.
Yeah,
I hate it. Next topic, John. What's next?
I had zero plan.
Fuck. I had two, but I already forgot what one was.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned.
Ta-da. Hey, John is good at Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a competition.
I found out, I recently realized, no offense, but usually when I say no offense, I'm going to say something mean.
Not just you, most people. Like, yeah. It's not just about you.
No offense, but I remember why I unfollowed you on Facebook. I'm still following you.
Okay.
Don't worry. Because you said something today about hating something, and then the other day you said something about hating something, and I was like, I just like something. You remember that?
No.
I didn't say it right?
Nope. Go up. What do you mean?
Hold on. I'm going to find out my Facebook page.
Is that what this has become? You're looking up things on Facebook?
Whoa, Mike has a live... No. Jesus Christ, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Mike, how was your trip?
It was good.
Where'd you go?
I went to Vegas in San Diego.
I didn't know you went to Vegas.
I did.
How'd it go?
I gambled a couple nights. Won first and then lost. And so,
did you break even at least?
No.
Lost?
Lost and then I was going to keep trying to...
This.
Yeah.
I gave up.
You got a t-shirt and t-shirt. You called it garbage.
Well, yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah?
It is. I don't like that t-shirt.
Apparently it's a Harry Potter character.
So what happened was John, there's a place, I got this shirt I'm wearing right now. It's a Shirt Punch shirt. It's from Call of Duty 3. I don't play it, but I got it for free. But there's a website called Shirt Punch where they have like comic book, video game, all that kind of stuff.
Pop culture
stuff. And once in a while you buy stuff, you can get a $5 grab bag t-shirt. And I'm like, well, the whole point of a grab bag t-shirt is you don't know what you're going to get. It's a risk.
Right.
And so John says, does anybody know... hold on. That wasn't quoting John exactly.
I did not type that, by the way.
He says, does anybody know what the hell this is? Guy has a random tee from Shirt Punch. Garbage. Angry.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, you're yelling at me for that. I know the risks of a random tee, but I can still express an opinion how I feel about that.
And then you said...
Go over that, I guess.
Hold on. You were angry about something else, too. I gotta find out. I gotta find it.
I'm angry? No.
He says, oh, my God.
Shut up. Sarcastic comment.
Fuck. What else did you complain about? John, help
me.
See,
that's when you know you're wrong, when you can't prove your point. That's...
Are you on his page? Or?
Yeah.
Scrolling.
Scrolling.
I have a song for this, actually.
Do you?
That's why you're not a search if you drop it all your junk. Scott and Mike are on the hook now. Yes, Scott is all your fun. This song is with the show time. Yeah!
I missed a lot of that.
I got eight words out of that.
Well, the lyrics are subtitled later.
Anyways, it was that. You had something, John. You did it. You know what he did? He probably hid it so that he wouldn't have cannon fodder.
Let's
for
just
me.
Assume you're correct and he posted a negative thing. He has been known for posting
negative things. Sorry.
But you started this segment by saying, John, you're really good at Facebook.
Yeah. Because guess what Facebook is for? Talking to people and getting people interacted with each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I want to comment on your things, but I don't, because then I just get everyone else's garbage comments, because I don't want to read what people say.
But, so you want to comment on my stuff, but you don't want the notifications.
No, I just don't want people to be like, hey, my day, and like that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, starting conversations is a way to do that, and is to have a strong opinion. Now, you could call it negative or not, but he has a strong opinion. And John's not the sort of fella to, hey, everyone, this is awesome, this thing. Oh, he did to his kid, though.
Yeah.
His, you know, the parent brag, I like that.
Yeah, there's, I know.
A whole list of his things his kid can do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have a kid. Oh, fuck.
That's how it started, yeah.
I honestly forgot. How many people have kids now? Like seven?
Same way.
Probably 2 billion around the world. Probably 2 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, God. Everyone's having kids, Mike.
Not everyone, but a lot of people.
A lot of people are.
Not everyone.
I mean, at least half the population can't.
Children?
Men.
Oh. I was thinking.
Why was your first thought children?
Because they're not developed yet, Mike. John. Because you said like 2 billion of them have kids.
Yeah.
So there's at least 2 billion kids, right? Or more?
No, I was assuming that half of them are women, and then probably a third of those.
He's not a statistician. He was just guessing.
Yeah.
Don't come down on him with the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the kids can't have babies. That's why they're.
Okay, you're right. No, we're not disputing that. We're just saying why you jump to children instead of men.
Because men can have babies with people.
What's that point?
John, if you have a woman and you have a man,
are you going to lecture me?
No, I'm saying
about relationships.
All the people up here, two of us have fathered children. One of us hasn't. I'm just saying we don't want to hear it.
What I'm saying, though, is that if... So everybody has a kid, right?
Yeah, okay.
Let's just pretend...
Everybody has a kid.
No. Oh, God. Okay. So a man and a woman get together and they have a baby.
We've done this already.
Yes. All right. So then there's one person. So that's like each person...
you did this, by the way. That was a good point. You did this. Man and woman get together and they have a baby.
I used one finger on the right hand, not two.
So you did this.
Yeah.
Regardless, women don't have...
I feel like
protrusions.
This is like a kid thing.
Right. What's a kid thing?
Like it was a man and a kid.
Perverted.
Okay. Anyway,
Mike,
everyone's having kids.
So everyone's having kids.
So right now you're half of a father, right?
What?
Because you made half of the kid.
No, it's not.
No, I'm a full father. Yeah. I contributed to the kid.
But I'm saying
he's half of the parenting unit.
Yeah, that's a good, better phrase for it.
That's not what I was thinking.
If he's half a father, then who's the other half?
Yeah, who's the other half of my father?
Of your father?
Yeah.
Your mom.
No,
she's just my mom.
Yeah.
When did we get a wooden ceiling?
About 2 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 3 months ago?
No, but... Oh shit! What was
so I'm saying? Half a dad. All right.
No.
Please right. Give me more points about being a dad. Go.
I'm saying, you. I'm saying, okay. Let's pretend that I have cake mix.
Oh boy!
All right, John.
Did not see that one coming.
Let's pretend. let's pretend I have cake mix.
You have cake mix.
And I'm like, boy, I sure would love to eat a piece of cake.
Sure,
and I'm like, fuck, I can't just eat a powder of cake handful. So. I go to someone else, like, there's someone right here. She has eggs and oil or whatever fuck else is in milk.
And sugar?
Or, yeah.
Milk?
The sugar's
chocolate
in the...
chips?
No, that's in the cake mix, John.
Yeah. So see, in the metaphor, you have the cake mix. That works.
The prepackaged cake mix. Right.
She has eggs, and then you need oil to get, you know, all going the way it should go.
Get that shit inside
of
her.
Yeah.
So the two of us have ingredients to make a cake.
Yeah.
So do I keep all the cake? No, I get half the cake. She gets the other half of the cake.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him half a father.
But he has half a kid, though.
But you can't say you half made a cake. You said you helped make a cake.
So you have two... You're two fathers. Then.
No, he's just one father.
Comparative. If the child is half, you're twice the size of him.
No.
So that's two.
He's way bigger than twice the size.
Yeah.
First of all, it's a very small kid.
He's 24 inches. I am 5'9". I'm not going to do the math.
That you guys don't understand what I'm talking about.
No.
What was that?
I don't think you understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so usually, if two people have a kid, there's one kid that replaces those two. So you two, you and your wife will die, and you'll have your one kid to replace you. Because
yeah.
You're going to waste a lot more stuff on Earth than he will.
Okay.
Because there's two of you.
All right.
So you have one person there, right?
Right.
I forgot what I was fucking going for.
Are you talking about population replacement? Like, in order for the population to continue to expand, every couple should have, like, 2.5 kids.
No, I don't want it. It's expanded too much, Mike. You put too much yeast in the cake.
I put one...
First of all,
I put one cake in the world.
Then, what? What do you use yeast for? Baking.
Yeah.
Just calls it, I put a bunch of yeast in this cake. But you gotta be careful, because if you make a cake with yeast and you have a cut, you can get a yeast infection.
Yeah, yes. You don't want yeast.
No, you saw that. That was coming from a mile away.
Was that the end of the show?
No.
Oh. I thought John was trying.
So, what was I saying though, John?
I'm good at Facebook.
Oh, hold on, maybe. Kids. Kids. No, kids. Oh, God.
Don't.
Shut up.
CJ, mark this. I want that as my ringtone.
No, kids. Kids. Oh, kids. Oh, kids.
All right. No. How do you spell it?
No, you'll find it.
All right, I got it.
It's called Scott Jerking Off to Kids.
No.
That is inappropriate.
Kids.
Ooh, I have a place for a song like that that doesn't exist yet.
Oh,
about
it's good. He's ready for almost everything. You were tracing your thought back.
I don't.
Oh, then let's take a moment. Was Randy really your father-in-law? Oh, well then, let's give it a little toast to Randy. Yes.
Randy.
You're looking at it. Yes, yes.
Does that mean we can't make fun of him?
No.
No, I think he would have wanted to.
He wanted to. Yeah.
Who?
Randy.
What about him?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying he's usually part of the show when he's here. Is he still, he's still alive, right?
No.
What?
He
said yeah or no.
No, he didn't. He passed away the other day. Yeah, I know.
Are you serious?
We thought you knew this. We told all our people.
What?
I know, right?
Another cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Here's to Scott awkwardly discovering this.
Oh, boy. That's why
when you brought him up earlier, we all kind of got quiet.
Yeah. Jesus. So this is called Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
Yeah. This is seriously right.
Wow, I'm sorry. Well, let's get back.
Well, next time you'll read the updates. Then.
What updates?
We updated people.
I have like 70 emails I haven't read.
You probably blocked it, but we did a whole post in our Comedy City Troop page on Facebook today.
I haven't been on Facebook.
You literally posted something this morning.
Yeah, because then a feud erupted, and I fucking left. A feud. See, Facebook. Okay, this is what happened this morning.
Back we also covered it at practice last night.
I wasn't here last night. These girls... these girls right here that
they
left...
They weren't here last night either. No.
Hold on. No, shut up. Because I was talking about a video game, and those girls... Not those. Those are different girls. They got younger. Don't look at me. I was...
Why would you just tell four beautiful girls not to look at you?
You were gesturing maniacally at them. You were like... looking towards them, and when they turn in fear...
Hey, you know what? We're going to go to the bar, but that weirdo guy was pointing really angry at us. We need to go talk to that man.
Then he screamed, don't look at me.
And I quote, no offense.
No offense, John, but you're... Oh, so that happened this morning. So, as Mike and John said, I don't have a girlfriend.
I don't know why.
I'm sure you said it at one point.
No, one of those girls did.
When you said whatever you said that annoyed them.
What a surprise, they're women. She goes, oh, I bet he's single.
Yeah.
See? She knows.
Yeah.
Because none of us said an offensive comment to a group of girls who were having a great time.
Well, no, okay, here's... Okay, to lay down the law...
Please, tell us how women are wrong.
No. Fuck. Oh, my God. You shit. Shit. Shit on you. So, I posted...
Good retort.
So I posted...
I love how angry I just got you. Use... Yes, use the hatred.
Okay. So I like video games.
Yes.
And I like comic books.
Yep.
And I like reading. Mm-hmm. And I like Dungeons & Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And I like all sorts of dumb things mm-hmm. that like 13-year-old boys like. Right?
And some men, yeah.
So apparently, that's a fucking huge deal because I found a... hold on. I know you're pointing. Shit. I posted like I had one of those memories. It's like, hey, 3 years ago you said this. I'm like, ah, that's funny. I'll post it again.
Right.
And it said something along the lines of like, oh boy, what?
All I want to do is meet a girl who does video games and reads comic books. That's so much to ask.
Yeah, and I got berated by someone who's like, women don't like that. That's a guy thing. I'm like, whoa, it's not. And she was like just going off on how. That's a guy thing that only guys like games.
Right.
She knows a lot of girls, which made me feel like I don't know a lot. I know three of them.
Scott, here's the thing.
Over there, they left.
You don't know those.
Yeah, I know. There's Cindy, Mindy, and
Findy. What y'all need to do, if you're not friends, go and friend Scott Romo.
Nope.
And when he doesn't accept your friendship, add me, and I'll screen cap it. So Scott did this, and then one woman, because here's the thing. You guys think I'm an asshole, but this is what I've done today.
You're not.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to stick a pin in this. Remember, it's there.
Okay,
the
what?
Pin.
Then I'm an asshole?
No, but just...
Don't stick a pin in your asshole.
One. Just when you... Okay, the keyword will be one person. Keyword, one person.
I got it.
I got a lot of paper on my hands.
Yeah, I got it memorized.
One person. Pin.
Got it.
All right. Maybe not. Okay, so one person came out and told him that, like you said, I don't think women don't like video games, they're not playing video games. And then someone else was like, wow. And then Scott said, I don't agree with that, which was a very poignant point. And even I texted him, and I went, hey, who's this Heather Baker bitch? I don't care, I'll say her name. And so I said,
she's not going to listen to this.
Hang on. Neither of you are Heather Baker, are you?
No, she lives in Texas now, I think.
And so I was like, hey, who is this? Because if you know her, I won't say anything.
I just
said a nice person.
No, you said, I don't know if she's a relative.
Oh, right.
I obviously know her if she's my friend on Facebook.
Oh, I said, yeah, is she a relative? And you're like, nope, family thing. So as soon as, like, you
filming, I said.
Oh, filming. Did I say family?
Yeah.
Sorry. So as soon as you said that and Nick had a thing, I went all in. And I yelled at her.
Yeah. Unpin the pin.
I don't think that people should say that something is just women or man thing. I think like to say that women don't like video games is stupid.
Man thing is a Marvel character. He's like the Swamp Thing.
Oh yeah, we talked about this already.
I'm glad that you got that from that. Did we talk about that?
All right, go unpin.
What did we talk about?
We talked about man thing.
Alan Moore created him, same as the Watchmen.
No, I said we already talked about man thing on a different podcast.
When? This one?
No.
Wait.
On a different one.
Whose?
Ours.
Whose is ours?
We've been doing a podcast behind your back.
Why?
You.
And all we do is talk about video games and comics.
Yeah. And the women love it.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, God. You had a podcast before. And
a podcast?
I was on a lot. Oh, God. I'm sorry. That was my,
Can we take that pin out now? Is that
take that pin out. I'm done.
Hold on. I forgot what I was saying. You had a podcast, and you were talking about video games, and that was, like, one of the ones I wasn't there for. And I was so mad about it. I've been bottling up for, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was John, I think, some shit Peter, and then, like, you and maybe
shit
Trevor.
Peter.
And I'm like...
Shit.
And I was listening to it. I was listening to it, Peter. You're like, this game. Like, none of us are like, we don't play it. I'm like, I played it. I'm burping so much.
You're drinking carbonated soda.
You should have used a straw.
Okay.
Scott, perhaps it's time for the next segment.
No.
Secret, gonna tell. Secret, you tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then fuck. Scott, secret.
I still have this pull the pin.
All right, yeah, pull the pin.
Pull the pin.
Pin the pull. Boink. You said one person. You want to know why? Because the last time I mentioned something about video games and women, you went off on her, and she unfriended me.
That same person?
No, a different one.
Oh.
She's gone now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, good. You don't need that person when you, in your life.
That, oh, so you're saying when you did that 2 years ago, someone did that too?
I don't know if it was 2 years ago. It was like a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So when someone else criticized you, I went off on them?
Yeah, and then she unfriended me.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, that's a dumb person then. Yeah. Because you didn't even say anything. I just did... I think you should be able to say the thing because obviously when you said it, you were doing it like half serious, half joking, but just to make an observation on Facebook. And 2 years in a row, dumb people have criticized you for no reason. And that's dumb. They shouldn't do that. They should just let it go. Like it or move on. Fucking don't comment.
Why is it 19? Is there 19 things in it?
No, it's green 19.
Green 19. It's a Packer number.
Oh. That's another thing about the... Sorry, I was gonna bring up a topic, but I know it would last like in 2 hours if we talked about it. But yeah, I don't want to, so that's why I don't want to. I know, yes, I know. That's why I said I didn't. Jesus, fuck! People from the bar are booing. Who did I hear a ghost?
No, yes.
Jerry, Gary, whatever, man.
Did you call a guy you've known for 10 years, Jerry?
Dude, I suck at names.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
His
I call
name.
Mike.
My name.
John. I sometimes call you John, though.
I am John.
Yeah. No, you're John.
Wait.
John and I had this conversation like 2 days ago.
We did.
Because what? You're John. He's John.
That's the same.
No, it's not. Yours has the H in it.
Okay, so he is.
John.
And I am.
John.
He is.
John.
I am.
John.
I am.
John.
He is.
John.
I am.
John.
I am.
John.
He is.
John.
He is.
John.
He is.
John.
He is.
John.
I am.
Wait. Can you use one of their names? Don't tell us who you're saying in a sentence and let John try to guess who you're talking about.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. You pick two sentences. You say each of our names in a sentence and I pick the one that I am.
All right.
Okay. 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 Okay, hold on. I'm trying not to use a possessive.
Okay.
I went for a ride with John in his car. I have been inside the house of John.
Fucking no clue.
No.
No.
Oh, see?
I've been in a ride with you. I've been to his house.
So you use literal things?
Yes.
And we still couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say this is the only truth. I was just saying things. Fine. John got a haircut. John has a dog.
Nope.
These are
nothing.
Both true things that happened.
They're both true. You were talking. Do you want me to use actual things?
No, I didn't.
John, you had a baby. Go on.
Why
is
he an H to baby?
Because he's the boy. Chromosomes.
What?
Nope. That's GTA
X and Y.
Nope.
It's GTA.
GATIC. Is there an L in there?
I think he needs to be rebooted.
By the way, everyone should know that CJ, let Scott know this podcast needs to start at the 30-minute mark.
Yes.
Before that, garbage.
Yep.
Like the fact that someone would have to wait 45 minutes to get that gold of John.
Uh-huh. We're 3 minutes into the podcast.
But John,
my name has an H in it sometimes.
Michael.
Yeah.
And Michael.
And Michael.
But who? What Michael is it?
Yeah, but how do you spell
Michael? And Michael.
How do you spell Michael?
Without a C.
How?
Without a C.
Without a C? It's Michael.
No, it's Michael. Just like John is John. But I'm John. But
how is
John.
There no C in Michael?
Exactly, because it's Michael.
Is it M-I-K-A-L-E?
Yeah, sure.
E-L-E?
Yeah.
Just like I'm John and he's John.
No, he's John. You're John.
Yeah.
Wait, let me try it. All right.
Okay.
Guess who I'm saying.
Yeah.
John.
This one.
No, I was saying that one.
Well, you pronounced it wrong then.
Did I?
Yes.
I meant that one.
Well.
Let me try again. All right, let me try again. John.
That's that one on the couch.
Oh, was that one? Okay.
Yes.
Let's try again. John.
That's this one.
That's the same word.
No, it's not. This is John. That's John.
Oh, my God.
It's just like when people say Sean. There's like three different Seans.
No, there's one Sean.
No, there's Sean.
Three different
Sean.
No. How don't you fucking think about anything else but you think about word sayings and how their names go? How is this the thing you think about?
I don't think about it because I know it's true. You say, oh, what does that go? I have to think. M-A-T-T. What does that mean? It's Matt.
No.
And you don't think it's a word. You go, hey, what's 7 plus 10? Oh, let me think. Well, I know if I take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 17. I have to think. It comes to you. John.
I don't think it's the video games that are keeping the girls away.
Something. Oh.
All right.
Do you go? Hey, what is that?
Scott.
I have to think. It comes to the table. It's a chair. All right,
Scott.
You know what it's called.
Scott.
What?
Scott.
A chair.
Scott. All right, we're just gonna take a quick poll now. Does everyone else think that when you say John with an H and without an H, it's the same word, right?
Yes.
Boom.
I'm not sure what boo means.
Hey, John. What's your wife's name? Is it Sarah or Sarah?
It's Sarah.
I thought it was Sarah.
It's Sarah.
Sarah?
Hold on.
Oh my God, he really thinks this is a real thing for him.
Wait, I don't believe you. I gotta look it up. What's your wife's name?
Sarah.
Nope. Hold on.
No, it's Sarah.
It's Sarah. Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah, it's Sarah.
No. Sarah.
It's Sarah.
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 Sarah. Right? We're all saying the same thing, right?
Ken's wife is Sarah. Yours is Sarah.
Right. And they're both named Sarah, different spellings.
But they're pronounced different.
No, they're not.
That is not. You're not pronouncing them differently.
Yes.
No, you're not. We're not hearing it differently then.
Oh my God, this is so crazy.
goes back to the whole bag thing.
So you mean that Lindsay and Lindsay are different? Lindsay with an A and Lindsay with an E is different.
Well,
how?
Well, if you say him right, it's different. Lindsay.
Wait, you're telling him he's saying his wife's name wrong?
Yes.
All right, Scott, this is going to debunk it the entire time. I've never thought about the way I've called my wife Sarah, and never in the 5 years of our relationship has she gone, no, it's Sarah.
Well, maybe she loves you.
No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. All right, does anyone else have a name that's spelled differently from their regular name?
Like Brian and Brian.
Brian and Brian? Is there a Brian here?
Yep.
Brian. Wait, say your name.
Brian.
And then you spell it.
B-R-I-A-N.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'm going to say it with a Y.
Brian.
Good.
My boss... See, that's Brian. My boss's name is Brian.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my God, Scott, you're the only one who thinks this way.
No, I'm sure some people do.
I guarantee it.
What was the guy from that movie with the lady? The,
Richard Gere.
Yeah. Not Rex Manning, that's Empire Records.
Richard Gere?
No.
Okay.
No, it's the fake person.
Can you
DJ?
Can you narrow it down?
She sings, she talks, she goes, she wears a hat.
Hitler.
No, she wears a hat.
Oh, Audrey Hepburn.
Yes. But then they go to a race and she like fucks up.
Ellen and Ellen.
What?
Ellen and Ellen.
How are they spelled?
Ray Allen, Alan Arkin.
I don't know who those people are.
So you have to know
how you pronounce them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it's spelled.
Here we go. Ray Allen. Alan Arkin. Spell both the names. So Ray Allen, how is
A-L-L-E-N, and then Arkansas man is
Alan
A-L-A-N.
That's a great guess.
Oh, he's from MASH.
Yes.
That is pretty good.
He's.
I didn't know he was going to be able to do that.
So it's Ray Allen and Alan Arkin.
Wow. No, again.
But what? Yeah, that's what pisses me off, because people were like, Stephen. Like, no, it's not Stephen. Stephen King? You know him?
Yeah.
But then there's... But it's like, hey, it's Stephen King or Stephen Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
No, it's S-T-E-V.
Same thing, different spelling.
Biggs, Bills. I'm trying to remember the...
Biggs, Bills.
What's her name? Audrey Hepburn? But she sings like the lady from the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And then, no, it wasn't her.
No.
They didn't get her. Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
They got someone else. Because she was cheaper. What movie? She's pretty. She's pretty. She's pretty. She's pretty.
Janet Jameson.
Fuck. What?
I'm describing Julie Andrews.
No. Audrey Hepburn. Hepburn. The person that... Mr.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Fuck.
I cannot believe... This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
My Fair Lady. What's the guy... That's the character from My Fair Lady.
Catchphrase.
Is
that what we're playing?
No.
You know, it feels like
the
it.
Movie.
God damn it. Mr. You've seen...
Catherine?
You. What?
Catherine?
No, it's not the lady. It's the man's character.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Wes Harrison.
No, that's the actor. Who does he play?
Professor Henry...
Higgins. Henry Higgins. That's what I'm trying to... What was I referring to that for?
I don't know.
He's a...
That was worth it.
I was close. I said, like, Biggins. I was, guys, man. Right?
Scott, you're the only one who thinks this way.
I don't think, man.
This is true.
It's always... What?
This is true. Your brain literally
is my
programmed
bottle?
That if someone's name is spelled differently, you say it differently and you hear it differently?
No, because a lot of people mispronounce it. Just like a lot of words. I can't say some words right.
No, but Scott, we're going back to my point about Sarah. Is that it doesn't matter
Sarah.
If she loves me. The way I say Sarah, she responds to and does not correct me.
It's probably like a nickname, like when you say Honey Bunch or Lemon Face.
No, it's not. I can say Sarah.
You think his nickname for his wife, Sarah, is Sarah?
Is Sarah? You have to realize how crazy that sounds, right?
I think I'd be funny.
Sarah's a little long. You mind if I call you Sarah?
No, that's her real name,
Sarah,
though. See, that's what... Ah, something...
Aneurysm, dead.
No, I see. That's what I was saying about. Derailed my train of thought. I finally got that though.
It's derailed.
That feels like an ending moment.
I know.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Thought of something,
what, Scott?
The new. I realized that. The new South Park game is like the Civil War, but instead of Civil War, it's Shattered? Shattered Butthole?
Fractured
Butthole. And it says Butthole.
You just noticed that?
I didn't fucking order it, John.
I haven't either, but it's pretty obvious.
See what he did there?
Oh, because
I insulted him by calling him your name.
That.